And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And I am super excited to have some friends from Pensacola Beach with me this morning from the Elks Lodge, because we're going to be talking about the Elks Veterans Parade coming up next week. I can't believe it's here already. So good morning. Barbara Harris is here. Mike Pitu is here. And Al, hang on a minute. Al, I'm going to come to you. Can you hear me, Al? Go ahead and talk.
Yes, I sure can.
Hey. There he is. Al's on the phone. Are you the Grand Marshal?
Yes.
Well, believe it or not, I am.
Okay. Well, we got the Grand Marshal. So everybody's in the house. So, Barbara, why don't you tell us all about the parade?
And
I'm dying to hear a little bit about the Elks Lodge, too, because all my life I've heard about the Elks. But, you know, to be honest, I have to confess, until I worked on the beach, I didn't really know that much about you. So maybe fill in our listeners a little bit on what the whole mission is and what y'all do.
Well, it's a great organization, and I would invite you, Meg, to come join us.
Hey.
Okay. Pride, patriotism, gratitude, all are on display during the Pensacola Beach Veteran Day Parade, Tuesday, November 11th at 2 p.m. The parade, which is hosted by the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge, delivers an opportunity for spectators to show their appreciation for those who have served. The parade rolls at 2 p.m. from Avenida 10 west along Via de Luna to the Gulfside Pavilion. The Veterans Day celebrates will begin as soon as the parade disbands. Patriotic music, posting of the colors, and select speakers will culminate in the Grand Marshal's key speaker. And Mike, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Barbara. I just want to say quickly, I was, of course, in the Air Force for about 20 years, and I was a JAG, part of the Judge Advocate General Department as a lawyer. And on behalf of myself and many of the other veterans in the Pensacola area, I would like to welcome you, Al, to Pensacola shortly here. And I'm very proud to have you as our Grand Marshal this year. And we look forward to seeing you here shortly.
All right. This is all happening on Tuesday, November 11th. It's going to be the Elks Veterans Parade. So, Al, tell me your last name again.
Yes, Meg. My last name is Cisneros.
I see. I knew it was a pronunciation issue for me. Cisneros?
That's so true.
Yes. Okay. So tell me, why was Al selected as the Grand Marshal this year?
Mike, you want to take that question?
Well, among other reasons, Al is a former Blue Angels pilot.
Hey, we love our Blue Angels.
We do indeed. And so I think Al's going to help us this year since, unfortunately, we've had to cancel the homecoming event. So we're going to have a little bit of Blue Angels right out front and center on Veterans Day Parade.
Awesome.
Yes.
So, Al, now I have a million other questions about being a Blue Angel. But first, what's it like to be the Grand Marshal for the parade?
Well, first of all, it's an unbelievable honor, Meg. One of the things that I've always said, especially of late, is that the Blue Angel experience, which is a mix of desire and hopefulness and luck to be selected, right? And so I now say that the Blue Angel experience is a gift that keeps on giving. And the fact that I am invited to be the Grand Marshal is yet another proof of that. The other is obviously, you know, the impact that our Blue Angels have on on America. Without overemphasizing, the Blue Angels are loved, and they're absolutely loved. And let me say this about Pensacola and Pensacola Beach. First of all, I learned how to fly in Pensacola many years ago. And as a student, and we've all been students, as a student I had a dream. Yes? I wanted to be a fighter pilot. I wanted to be a patriot. I wanted to engage in something magnificent. Now think about it. I managed to have every dream that I ever had as an aviator come true. That in spite of making mistakes, of having fears that I would not succeed. But it comes back to God's will and attitude, right? And so think how amazing it is for me to go back to Pensacola Beach, the place where I learned how to fly, and the place where I flew my last Blue Angel air show.
I love that. I just love hearing you talk about this, and we're so grateful for your service. And that's what this whole parade is about for all of us, and Veterans Day in particular is about showing our gratitude for all of those who have served our country, those that are retired, those that are currently serving, the spouses, the families. I mean, it is a family affair, no doubt. And so that's what the Elks are doing here in managing this parade, because this isn't something that just happens to come together, right?
Oh, that's correct, Meg. There's a lot behind the scenes. We have over 46 convertibles and go-karts with veterans.
Wow.
We have various people in the parade that are, we just want to appreciate the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an unknown, this is a statement that was made by somebody that we don't know. For the veteran, thank you for bravely doing what you're called to do so we can safely do what we're free to do.
Mm.
So a wonderful opportunity to show our appreciation. And the Elks Lodge, we've been here many, many years. We support the charities in the Pensacola area. We are offering help. For instance, Thanksgiving Day, we're hosting all the military people from the base to come over and have Thanksgiving lunch with us.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
We send the buses to pick them up bring them to the Elks Lodge, and we feed them, and they just love it.
Yeah, this is the Young Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Young
exactly.
Marines, yes. Mm-hmm. Aren't home for Thanksgiving like
right.
the rest of us are.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things we do, of course, and so it's just a wonderful organization. I can go on. Can you add anything, Mike, to
all
that
I can
comment?
Say is membership keeps going up, so you better try to get in.
Get in while you can, right?
Yes.
Do you all meet on a regular basis? I mean, I kind of know some of the answers to these questions since I worked out on the beach, but
yes.
Maybe for folks that are interested.
Yes. Well,
and what are the qualifications to be a member?
Well, first of all, you do an application, and then we check you out. You're completely vetted. So anytime you go in the Elks Lodge, you know everybody there are good people. They've been vetted, and we're happy to have them. And just beyond that, we have Taco Tuesday.
Yes, I've heard about that one.
Monday we have bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of dancing.
Plenty of dancing. Every Friday, we have a special group that comes in and performs for us, and we have dinner and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
We serve meals on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Come in and have lunch. Now, that does cost you, but it's very good food and very mm-hmm. reasonably priced mm-hmm. and have a lot of great volunteers that go in and cook and serve.
A great porch area that has some of the best sunsets also.
Well,
yeah.
Then there's that.
There's
yes.
that and the best
and
view
we
of the Blue Angels,
like a great
by the way.
Sunset.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's right there. You can't miss it if you come onto Pensacola Beach right after the bridge. You'll see it there on the right with a big porch and overlooking the bay, the sound side there.
And
so.
we have a big banner up advertising the Veterans Day Parade. And the weather's going to be beautiful.
Guarantee, Barbara?
Well, Weatherbug says it, so
okay.
I don't know.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Barbara, Mike, and Al, all from the Elks Lodge here in Pensacola, talking about the Veterans Parade coming up on Tuesday of next week. We'll be back. And, of course, if you have any comments or questions, you can text those in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is the day for our friends from Pensacola Beach and the Elks Lodge as we get ready for the big Veterans Parade that they are sponsoring and coordinating for us out on Pensacola Beach next Tuesday, November 11th, starting at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
So if I want to come out and be there for the parade, what time should I get there, do you think?
Oh, gosh, Meg. I would suggest people get there by noon, park their car, maybe go to one of the local restaurants and have a little snack before the parade.
That's a
main
good idea.
Thing, yeah, get your car in there parked. And I did want to mention that Pensacola Beach Parade was founded in 1988 by Maury Dress, retired Navy commander, as a simple march to honor the veterans. The first Beach Veterans Day Parade was well attended by participating veterans and spectators. And then over the years, it's grown.
Oh, for sure. Gosh. Yeah. Yes, 37 years ago. That's hard to believe.
That is hard to believe, isn't it?
What a great tradition y'all started. That's really amazing.
Yes.
So, Mike, tell us a little bit more about our Grand Marshal.
Well, what I'd like to do is let Al talk a little bit about his service, if that's okay, in Vietnam a little bit. And as I understand, Meg, your brother was also
in
Vietnam.
He was an Army warrant officer, was a pilot on the big helicopters there, and he served there from August of 1968 to 1969. How I know that is because I was about 10 or 11 at the time and would impatiently watched the door waiting for him to come home.
Oh, man.
And we would watch the nightly news, and they would report the casualties and the passings. Oh. And that's how, because back in the day, we didn't have computers and things like that. And so, unfortunately, you might find out before the military was able to contact you.
Yes.
So we would sit, and it was terrible. We'd sit and watch every night. But but thank God he came home safe and sound and had done very well with his life. So, but I have a soft spot in my heart for Vietnam veterans.
Yeah, oh,
very, very special folks. So, Al, can you share a little bit of your service there in Vietnam, what you flew, perhaps?
Sure, you bet. Being able to have the dreams come true, because when I got my wings down here in Texas, I wanted to be a fighter pilot. I had this dream, literally a dream, of flying the F-4 Phantom. And lo and behold, I got the assignment. I was quickly assigned to an aircraft carrier, the USS Saratoga, that was supposed to go on cruise in the Mediterranean. And then the president and the White House said, you know what, we need to step up the war in Vietnam, so we're going to send an additional two carriers to the Gulf of Tonkin. Well, we were all dressed for Mediterranean cruising, and off we go to Vietnam. I was fortunate to participate in some great missions and very specialized missions. I flew a total of 154 combat missions.
Wow, over that's amazing.
Wow.
Mm. Yes.
Incredible.
How did you enjoy that F-4 Phantom? I understand that's a terrific jet. I was lucky enough to get a ride in one time, but what's your thoughts on that aircraft?
The aircraft saved my life. That is how I think of it. And the reason for it is I had a man in my back seat in 140 so of those missions, Steve Miller. He kept us alive. Because if we had a salvo of surface-to-air missiles or AAA, I couldn't see everything. I think that if I'd been in a single-seat airplane, I would have not survived.
Oh, God.
And so the airplane, for its magnificence, because it is a magnificent airplane. I wanted to give back as much as I could, knowing full well that my survival was based on God's will and to that magnificent airplane. That airplane, like many things that we dearly love, and Meg, I'm going to say this not to embellish this thing anymore. I was inducted into the Texas Aviation Hall of Fame in April, and they did me this great favor of bringing in an F-4 into the dining area, right?
Wow.
And when I walked, surprised me with that, Meg. And when I walked in there, my heart started to beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet. Wow. Well, congratulations on being in the Hall of Fame. You certainly have deserved that honor. And we're so excited to have you as our Grand Marshal for the Pensacola Beach Veterans Parade. We're talking with Al, and I hope I get this right. Cisnerios, is that correct? Okay, that's it. And we also have Barbara Harris here and Mike Pitu, who are with the Elks Lodge. We're going to come back in a couple minutes and tell you more about the Veterans Parade coming up on Pensacola Beach to honor our veterans and their service. And it's going to be this Tuesday, November 11th at 2 o'clock. So we'll be back in just a minute on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, talking with Barbara, Al, and Mike, all about the Veterans Parade coming up. Barbara, tell us once more the time, the place, and what we can look forward to.
Okay, the parade rolls out at 2 p.m., for Avenida 10 west along Via de Luna to the Gulfside Pavilion. And then there's a wonderful, once the parade's over, there's a wonderful speaker, colors, select speakers will culminate. And we do encourage you to wear red, white, and blue. Wouldn't that be great on the parade?
A few American flags,
yeah,
maybe, you wave they, along the road.
Yeah, in fact, we are handing out little American flags to all the people that are on the route, and they hopefully wave them.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Mike?
And I just say, come. The weather looks like it's going to be great. And we want to hear Al Cisneros talk about his experience with the Blue Angels and his experience in Vietnam and otherwise. It's very exciting.
So when is all that going to happen? How do I attend that?
Well, it's at the pavilion. So when the race...
You're talking about the Gulf Beach Pavilion?
Yes.
Casino Beach Pavilion.
Yes.
Okay.
The chairs are all set up. The stage is there. We'll have several speakers, several veterans there talking. And, of course, the national anthem.
Right. Once the parade is over, we end up over there, and that's when we'll have the speech.
So probably the ideal place to park would be at that Gulf Beach,
exactly,
Casino Nick. Beach parking
exactly.
lot there.
Yes, that,
okay.
yes.
There you go. So park
Come
there.
Come out early.
Come out early. Go have lunch. Stop by the visitor center.
We're
red, white, and blue because they'll be open that day. And come out and enjoy the parade and say hello and show our veterans how much we appreciate their sacrifices.
Definitely. Yes, definitely. It's all about the veterans and the active people, of course, the active.
What's your favorite part? You've got a couple minutes left. What's your favorite part about participating in this?
Oh, gosh. Well, just talking to all the veterans that are participating, the volunteers that have volunteered there.
How many? How many volunteers?
Well, we have 46 cars in the parade, so you'll have that many, plus a lot of the floats and everything else, and wave the flag. And
I love to watch the children on the
yes.
sidelines,
aww.
Too, because, you know, you see the smiles and the appreciation on these young people's faces, and
mm-hmm.
that's great.
Yes, absolutely.
And
yes.
we want the children to remember the past
right.
and the things that the veterans have sacrificed. So,
that's absolutely yeah. true. And Al Cisneros, did I get that right?
Cisneros.
Al is on the line with us. He is the Grand Marshal for the parade, formerly a Blue Angel. Well, I guess you're always a Blue Angel,
yes.
whether you're flying or not. Right, Al?
That is correct.
That's correct.
Maybe we call you Al C.
There you go. That could work.
Yeah. Grand Marshal Al.
That
yeah,
could
there
work.
You go.
So what? I understand that you have received some honors here locally. You're in the Hall of Fame, I understand.
Yeah, in the Texas Aviation Hall of Fame. And there are other things, you know, that are blessings ordained again by God. Meg, first of all, let me say this for your brother. I know intimately how difficult it was in his time frame. To go and survive that. The thing about us as veterans, and as it is about your regional area there, from Eglin Air Force Base all the way to Keesler, this is a regional happenstance. This is not only the veteran, but the families and the community.
Mm-hmm. Great point.
Absolutely.
When we go to war, our families go with us.
Yes.
That is true. That is true.
So true.
All right. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you with us, Al. I look forward to meeting you in person. If you see the blonde running up with an American flag waving at you frantically, that will be me. So just look out for me. I'll be there. So I would be honored to shake your hand and thank you in person. Thank you so much, Barbara Harris, for coming in, Mike Pitu. Thank you to all of our friends at the Elks Lodge out on Pensacola Beach.
Yes.
And one more thing. Do y'all have a website? Or if someone was interested in joining, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah,
if they wanted to volunteer.
The Elks are on the net, so just, you know, just go to Elks Pensacola and the local lodge on Pensacola Beach,
yeah.
and
okay.
you can read all about them.
Okay. So do you really walk around wearing horns on your head?
No, they're antlers.
After 6 p.m., okay?
We do have a signal, though.
Oh, I think you have a special wave, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she's doing it with that. Okay, I see
it. You can't see it.
Antlers on the head wave. Okay. Again, Al, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you as a Grand Marshal. Thank you, Barbara and Mike, for coming in to tell us about this great event. We've got the Pensacola Beach Veterans Day Parade. It's going to be Tuesday, the 11th at 2 o'clock. Get out there early and get a good spot. All the festivities we'll be having after the parade at the Casino Beach Pavilion. Don't miss it.
Thank you, Meg.
Thank you,
everybody. Thank you.